they get broke the last couple of sets, in the second set also. I only got broken once, and I was, you know, hanging in there, and I don't know, I had 4-1 in the break, or 3-1 in the break, I don't remember what it was, but I had a pretty good serve, you know, but I should downwind, I should not lose that point. So it wasn't all bad, you know, it was just that when it counted the most somehow, it just ended up going his way, you know. But I think that was because overall I was just not feeling it quite as well, so I had to play a little bit passive at times when normally I would play aggressive, and it was just a tough one.
When you come to reflect now, do you think you made it back on the fact that you were very grueling Davis Cup, emotional Davis Cup, sort of very late in the year, and a few things on in December, maybe this event came in a bit of a rush?
Not really. I was actually very happy that it was the way it went, because it allowed me to stay within the rhythm and take a break after the Australian Open. I was playing very well in practice, I was playing very well in Brisbane, I was playing great in the practice leading into the tournament, so I would say like a few too early, you know, but I definitely was hitting the ball very well, and still believe that, you know, I'd still be in the tournament, I'd still be a chance to go very deep, you know. Like I said at the beginning of the tournament, I really believe that. But then again, the margins are small and these things sometimes tend to happen. I've had a look at it, but I really don't think I did anything wrong, to be honest. You know, I did things I really wanted to do. I wanted to go to India. I wanted to go back to Switzerland for Christmas. I practiced hard as I possibly could. Can't do more than that. And sure, the year ended late, but 1 week later than normal, so at the end of the day, honestly, I'm not confident that what I did was right.
Roger, what the first set you played versus Bolelli, a little sign of alarm, I mean, something that you were pushed by the forehand of Bolelli a lot, and today maybe the whole match instead of just one set, or not?
Maybe. I think I gave a lot of explanation. I wish I could have won the first set. I think it would have been different, you know, but I definitely wanted to go into the match, play aggressive, play the right way, playing my terms, but it was just hard to do. For some reason, I struggled, and like I explained, that's things to do with Andreas's game, and then with my game as well. You put those things together, and all of a sudden, you're playing a match you don't want to play, and the rallies are going in a way you don't like it. So. And then when I maybe needed my serve the most, it wasn't quite there because my baseline game wasn't there either. And when I phased this, but at least I was able to iron out things a bit and start to play much more solid towards the back end of the match. But it just broke me to lose that second set, and actually the fourth one I should win too. So it was just a brutal couple of sets to lose there. Totally no excuse. I mean, how many times have I played night session, day session, day session, or day session, night session again? I think he did well, and nice struggle today. He took advantage of it, really. I wish I could leave the maybe play at night. I would have been, you know, more comfortable. But at this point, he cares, right? I mean, I'm on the plane, he's not, so.
I'll take two more questions
in
English, please. Two more.
Rest, and then get ready for practice.
Do you have any tournaments planned for February?
Dubai. That's the next one.
Roger, do you feel like you're having these off days? You're talking about feeling off in practice. Do you feel like those are coming more often than like in the last couple of years?
Oh, no. A feeling I've had 50 years. To me, I don't really anything into that. It's just not the best feeling to have, and it's not like I'm playing shocking or I feel shocking. It's just like one of those things, maybe you look back and you're like, yeah, I didn't feel so good, you know. If you win, you never even question it, you know. So if I were you, I wouldn't be very much into that.
Okay, thank you. We'll switch to Swiss Press now.